My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, Ian Valentino. We're going to talk NFL with him. He's with the 33rd team NFL writer. That is on the way. We got to talk about tonight's NBA draft. And in studio with us, Mike Conti. For those who know, and maybe you don't, but Mike has been doing this for a very long time with the Hawks as far as the pre-half and post. He's also on the broadcast with Steve Holman. And tonight he's going to be hosting down at the arena with Andy Bunker and Steak Shapiro. Starting at 7 o'clock, you guys will have all of the lead-up and then the reaction to what happens and how this draft plays out, man.
Holman's going to be with us on the show,
cool,
too.
Cool.
We thought by assembling Holman, Bunker, Steak, and I that we represented a really good profile of NBA fans.
Right.
You know, so it'll be like Statler and Waldorf making comments.
He won't give up the ball.
That's right. That's right. Now, I'm really...
What team are we up to?
Hey, yes, no, you'd be surprised. I've been coaching Steak through the preparation process. He'll be ready to go tonight. Steak has really strong opinions on this because he follows college basketball really closely. And look, I think this is going to be a very dramatic night where we could learn a lot about the short-term future of the Hawks. We could really learn a lot if some kind of decision is made on Trey and or DeJounte, and you're starting to see some of the trade winds blowing across the league, so that could be fun. And then we have this kind of bizarre thing where maybe there's a guy who doesn't want to come here who could be targeted as the number one pick, and then maybe there's another guy who hasn't done very much to this point but has a very high ceiling, and then you have a safe potential in Klingon. Then maybe you trade the pick to begin with, or maybe you do what I told Andy Bunker what the Hawks should do. I would take Sarr and make the Wizards make you an offer.
That's what I said.
You don't want to be here, that's your problem.
We spoke to Matt Moore yesterday, was NBA insider.
He was
saying the only risk is with Washington go, okay, pound sand, we'll just go
that's
get
fine.
Klingon.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
fine. Then you have Sarr, in my opinion.
But that's my thing, because when we spoke with Damian Wilkins, who runs the Overtime Elite, he's saying, look, it sounds like it's coming from the agency. The kid's a good kid, good head on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Pelicans, remember years ago, Zion said he wouldn't play in New Orleans. He's still there.
Yeah.
So just draft him.
Yeah. I mean, I'll give you, Mike, you remember the Eric Lindros thing with the Quebec Nordiques.
That's how the Avalanche won all those Stanley Cups.
The Colorado Avalanche turned that into a Stanley Cup. Right. Because they drafted a guy at ice hockey. I know it's not everyone's forte here.
It's a great example, though.
They drafted a guy, Eric Lindros. He did not want to play for the Quebec Nordiques. Marcel Aubut, the general manager of the Nordiques, said, okay, well, we're going to draft you anyway, and you're going to have to deal with it. And he did not play for a year, but the Nordiques were able to extract crazy, crazy terms for a trade.
Was that how they got Forsberg?
That's how they got Forsberg.
Right.
That's how they won the Stanley Cup, quite frankly. All the pieces they got to win the Stanley Cup in 1996, they got by drafting a guy who didn't want to play there. Randy McMichael and I were talking about the Chargers and what they got for the Eli Manning pick, or selecting Manning and then trading him. You still have leverage if you're the Hawks, even if Sarr doesn't want to be here, but the Wizards tell you to pound sand. You still have leverage, and you could still come out of this with who I think is the best overall player in this draft, and that's Sarr. So I would play Harbaugh. Now, I don't know if the Hawks will do that, and I want to be really clear that my opinion does not reflect the opinion of the Atlanta Hawks. This is my opinion personally. But I think the Hawks have a real opportunity tonight to either take Sarr and get themselves the best player in the draft, or tank him, trade him, and start to replenish that stockpile of draft picks
that we've lost,
that you lost a couple years ago because you wanted to bring DeJounte Murray in here.
Mike Conte's in studio with us, guys, again. Our coverage after Mike and I get done tonight, 7 o'clock, and Steve Holman is joining the guys as well. Steak, Andy, Mike, they'll have everything for you, as it's going to be great coverage. And, again, we'll go beyond the number one pick because usually, to Mike's point, there's so many other trades and moves that happen even after the first pick. So there'll be a lot going on there. I'm curious, Mike, about your opinions about free agency. It starts Sunday. And you said it, the long term, could some of this could be determined tonight, maybe, or how we see it over the next two nights. Because, again, the draft now, guys, is going to be two nights. It's tonight and tomorrow. I don't know, you know, second round. We don't have a pick as we speak. But nevertheless, the free agent part of this, and this is what Mike and I were going to get into a little bit later. We're already seeing some of the rumors out there, and this is also potentially signing trades and trades. But that is where I'm curious of what Landry Fields is going to think about trying to do, because I feel like that's where we can really improve the team if you decide to keep the core intact.
Agreed.
That's where we can really improve this team. I get it. Sarr or Richache, they will help. But if you go get a couple of veteran guys that can really help us, that's when we go to the next level.
When the Hawks made the run to the Eastern Conference Final in 2021, it wasn't a result of Travis Schlenk doing anything dramatic to the core of the team, to the nucleus of the team. You already had Trae Young. You already had Clint Capella. You already had DeAndre Hunter. He went out and he made good decisions in free agency. Bogey Bogdanovich on a three-year deal. Bringing in a guy, a lot of people forget about him, but he was very, very key in that regular season, Tony Snell. Someone, a 50% three-point shooter who won you a couple games. Rajon Rondo, who then turned into Lou Williams, made really smart moves. Chris Dunn, who had injury problems, but someone who I think could have really helped that team defensively, made really, really smart moves in free agency that year. No blockbuster moves. None of those guys were really blockbusters. They were good, solid moves, and the Hawks had their deepest team in the last 5 years. In 2020-21, they go to the Eastern Conference Final. Now, what's happened is you have picked apart your depth, in part because a decision has been made about going into the luxury tax and being able to maintain a payroll to a certain level. But I'm with you, Carl. And I also agree with something you said earlier this week on X/Twitter, whatever. It's not a guarantee. It's not a lock that either Trey and or DeJounte are going to be moved. You have to bring in a lot of salary in order to make that work.
Yes.
And that is much easier said than done. I do think there's potential that the Hawks could go into the coming season, the 2024-25 season, with both Trey and DeJounte. And then you're right. You've got to improve this team in free agency. By the way, you could still bring back Trey and DeJounte and maybe part ways with DeAndre Hunter or part ways with Clint Capella or part ways with someone else on this team that we haven't mentioned yet.
Bogey.
Potentially Bogey. Yeah. But then you've got to go and backfill that in free agency and bring in some veterans who can help you.
It's Mike Conte live in studio. Him along with Steak Shapiro and Steve Holman. Bang! Along with Bunker live from State Farm tonight for the big party. Hopefully it is a big party. And hopefully it's more than one pick, which maybe we can find a way to leverage something.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, because you're just talking about the free agency thing.
Second round picks don't really whelm me too much.
No, I just want to get... all I want, and I've been asking for this for years, is another one of these giant European mutants with one eyebrow and like no vowels in his name as a rim protector if we don't go in that direction in the first overall
like
pick.
A Boban Marjanovic.
Yeah, that's it. You know, another Perro, another Zaza, you know, just somebody can swing elbows like a switch.
Boban
plays.
Might be available in free agency. You never know, Mike.
Let me throw this at you. You can poop all over, which I think you will, but Paul George, Golden State reportedly offering a 4-year max deal, so Paul George would get out of L.A. Klay Thompson, obviously, his points would come down, but Klay Thompson's as a free agent. We go get Clay. We give Trey the splash brother he never had. We trade DeJounte.
Oh.
And then we go get Hartenstein now that the Knicks will have cap issues since they brought over
Bridges. Yeah, Mike. And then, I love that.
And then you go get Risa Shea, and then let's go to work.
Run it.
Thank you. Now the problem is wrestlers going to have to.
I don't really see that realistically happening.
No,
but
wrestler would have to be in the luxury tag.
Well, okay. So now here's one thing that Tony Wrestler has said, and I think he's been on the record a couple times about this, that he's willing to go into the luxury tax if he feels like there's a reason to do it. If he feels like the Hawks can be competitive,
right?
I think he said that a couple times.
Said it to us a couple of times.
Yeah, so, I mean. You assemble a team with Klay Thompson and Isaiah Hartenstein to join what you already have with Trey, and then maybe Risa Shea is a part of that.
Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, Jalen Johnson. Heck yeah, I'm going into the luxury tax for that. I think they'd be crazy not to. I think that's a very ambitious idea. I'm not quite sure it's the most realistic. But, yeah, if you can put that together, Mike, run it. I mean, I'm all for it. That would be a top six team in the Eastern Conference. Easily.
Immediately.
Easily.
Right. I'm with you. And you said it. The word is ambitious. But are we going to be ambitious? That's what we're trying to figure out with Landry Fields and Kyle Korver and company. It's Dukes and Bell. Mike Conti hanging out with us again. He'll be on tonight with the entire crew, guys. Is bringing you all of the info in regards to the NBA draft. Live, by the way, at State Farm. And it's a party, by the way, down there.
It is a party. Jeezy is performing at 7:45. I believe there is a small admission fee, so just be ready for that. But the concessions, I think, will be open. And, yeah, we'll be broadcasting live. And OV103 broadcasting live as well. And we're all kind of in this together. You know, the last time, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, I think the last time we had the draft party at State Farm Arena was the 2019 draft. Because they didn't do it in the COVID year.
Right, that was the year of the Cam Reddish and DeAndre Hunter.
And we were reminiscing about that, how – I remember doing that show with Andy and Deshaun Tate, and we thought, oh, my God, the Washington Wizards, they're foolish. They just passed on Cam Reddish to take Roy Hachimura. The Hawks got the steal of the draft. Cam Reddish fell right in their lap. And as it turns out, the Wizards probably got the better pick in Hachimura. It appears to be right now the better player. So that's the thing. Like, do not overreact to what happens tonight. And I think that's going to be really, really tempting to overreact, because you have a lot of guys at the top of the draft board that, quite frankly, the American basketball fan might not know a whole lot about. I mean, you have two non-college players right at the top of the board. I think the only player that could come off number one tonight where I'd say, you know what, an overreaction is justified, is if they take Bronny James.
Oh, no doubt.
I would say, you know what?
No doubt.
Have at it.
Yes.
You know,
somebody bet that? You see that somebody bet that? Put $500 down to win like $125,000?
I don't know why you would do it, though.
Actually, he had $500 burning a hole in his pocket.
I think even if you had a guarantee that LeBron was coming to play with us, I still don't know if I would do it. And I do want to point out.
Dynamic threesome.
Please take.
You're right. I would also just say, regardless of who they pick tonight, from 10 p.m. until whenever, we're going to have the phone lines open here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, starting at 10 p.m. So plenty of time all night to register your reaction. I would say this, if it's Risa Shea, give him a chance.
Yes.
Okay.
Give the guy a chance. I mean, the scouts kind of universally are talking about how high his upside is, high his ceiling is.
I like his offensive game. I think he's better offensively than Sar, but Sar may have the overall upside.
Sar comes in, he can pick and roll with Trey. He can play. I mean, he's big enough defensively. He's got the want to, and the upside, I think.
Yeah.
Sar, if 3 weeks ago it would have been Sar, we wouldn't have even been having this conversation before the whole nonsense with him not working out.
And it could end up being Klingon as well, which would be the safe pick. So,
is his ceiling much lower than the other two?
But you know what the thing is, though? Like, I get a kick out of...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings.
Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Wow, this guy has a high ceiling. This guy has a high ceiling. They're in the NBA draft. They better have a high ceiling. Mm-hmm. If they've reached their ceiling, they probably shouldn't be in the draft. They should stay in college. So, you know, take all that high ceiling talk with a grain of salt. I think there is no doubt, Mike, to your point, Rijashe and Sarr probably have a higher ceiling than Klingon because you have a little more certainty on what Klingon is. I think Klingon is a very nice player. I also think there are some sleepers on this draft board that – you know, could go maybe in the second half of the top 10, that if the Hawks were to trade back, they would have a chance at finding some really good value. The Castle kid out of Covington, Georgia, who went to UConn, might be one of them.
He's nice. 6'7". Yeah. I know he had some injuries early.
But
he can play, man.
More Big East Freshman of the Week selections than Carmelo Anthony.
I know.
Has the all-time record. So, you know, that says a lot to me. I just think, again, we've seen it over the years. There tends to be an overreaction. Who is Kevin Herter? Who is John Collins? You know, he couldn't make a three at Wake Forest. And these guys turned out to be pretty good players. So I think you need to give the Hawks a little bit of the benefit of the doubt here. If it is Rijashe, let's see how he develops. You know, if you keep a lot of the core of this team intact, Rijashe does not have to come in
here have to be a star.
And be Wembanyama.
Okay. No.
He does not have to come in here and be Cade Cunningham. He can come in here and he can develop, and it might not be the sexiest thing in the world, but quite frankly, this is not the sexiest draft we've ever had. No. So it is what it is.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.